Thank you and good afternoon. Cities around the county, as well as Humboldt County itself, have been providing sand and sandbags for residents who are preparing for the forecasted storm that's expected to impact the region over the next 2 days. Residents of Arcata can get sand and bags at the Corporation Yard on West End Road, and in Eureka, residents can get bags and sand at the city's yard on West 14th Street. Riodale residents can obtain sand and bags at the lot behind the City Hall, and in Ferndale, bags and sand have been available at the City Barn at the Park Building. Members of the California Conservation Corps have been filling 5,000 sandbags at the Humboldt County Fairgrounds, while in Mendocino County, the Office of Emergency Services have been working with numerous organizations in the county to prepare for the storm as well. The storm is expected to bring heavy rainfall, tides of up to 23 feet, and winds that could go up to 60 miles per hour in some areas, but on average, 45 miles per hour throughout the region. The storm is expected to last into Thursday night. This morning, City Council members and Mayor Mark Wheatley were present at a ribbon-cutting ceremony in Arcata to brandish a new singular public steel restroom. The ceremony unveiled a new steel restroom that has been modeled after similar concepts from singular public restrooms in Portland, and the entire project has been estimated by Public Works to have cost about $110,000. There will be a camera placed atop the City Hall building to monitor any vandalism or damage caused to the new facility, and the restroom is expected to be maintained at least twice a day. The California Highway Patrol will be working with several other local departments as they will be hosting its Shopping with Heroes event at the Fortuna Ace Hardware Store this Thursday. The event, which is sponsored by the Fortuna Sunrise Rotary Club and others, will involve police officers, firefighters, and other heroes shopping with local children to purchase Christmas gifts for the children and their families. Monday afternoon, Highway 211 had to have traffic rerouted in both directions after a two-vehicle collision took place at Goble Lane. Graciela Castaneda was waiting to make a left turn from Highway 211 onto Goble Lane when her car was struck from behind by a pickup truck driven by Riodale resident Rodney Campbell. Castaneda had two children in the car at the time of the crash, and a 7-year-old girl suffered major injuries in that crash. The girl was airlifted to an out-of-area hospital for treatment. Both Castaneda and Campbell suffered minor injuries in the collision and were taken to the Redwood Memorial Hospital for treatment. It has been determined that impairment is not considered a factor in the crash. Tragedy struck yesterday in the late afternoon when a 3-year-old boy died in an accidental drowning in the Big Lagoon State Park near the boat ramp. The boy and his family were on the lagoon side of the park when it was noticed by family members that the 3-year-old boy was missing. Following a frantic search of the immediate area, the boy was found in the water and attempts to resuscitate the boy were unsuccessful. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Superintendent of Humboldt County Schools, Dr. Gary Eagles, visited Talk Shop on Monday and took some time to talk about the changes and advances he has seen in special education. Across the county, school districts spend about $16 million per year on special education, and Eagles said that money is key because there are more students who need the support that special education provides. That's because we have gotten better at identifying students who will need that support and identifying them at a younger age.
Well, I think what we've actually seen is more careful diagnosis of certain conditions that are now considered to be education-related or education-impacting. And I do believe that the numbers of individuals who are identified in that category are definitely on the increase, but I also believe it has something to do with us recognizing that particular condition and its effect on the learning environment.
By identifying children who need that support at an earlier age, educators can do a more effective job in teaching, and the results are in a better educated student body.
when we start looking at those behaviors and looking to see if they actually impair people's ability to learn, which also involves learning and to work effectively in a social environment, we're now looking at those characteristics and identify them as in need of some special ed supports, because you can improve them. You can impact those behaviors.
Eagles also pointed out that increased awareness in the medical community means earlier intervention for students in need. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.